This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 22 of the Levels of Geeks Podcast. I am your host, Nate, from Nateflix Reviews, and that is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be talking about our non-franchise movie of the week, which is Total Recall, 1990 sci-fi action classic starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And me and Alex are going to give you our take on this movie, very popular movie in the film community. I know most people like it. And we're going to let you know if the critics liked it, because we're going to get into the Rotten Tomatoes scores. And we're going to get into the box office. So we're going to let you know. But before we do any of that, please, if you are listening on Apple Music, go ahead and make sure you're subscribed and that you're getting notifications and then downloading the episodes, listening to them, sharing them. Leave us a review. Leave us some comments. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a like. Give us a comment. Give us a take on Total Recall. You got some of our videos. We've been getting some good comments on them, but people seem to avoid giving us their take. I want to know your take on the movies that we are reviewing. Give us your score. We lay out an entire scoring system for you. Follow that. So please, and always thanks for watching. So Alex, yes. Total Recall. I have no idea how this did. This movie came out when I was three. So, and yeah. I've never gone back to look at how much it made in the box office. So well, this will be news to me.
Well, you're going to be surprised, my friend, because Arnold didn't disappoint. Total Recall, 1990 box office numbers. Domestically, $119 million.
Ooh.
It's not bad.
Nice. That's not good bad. For 1990 money. That's
it
good.
Is. Terminator. Again, with the damn Terminator. International, $141 million. Not bad.
Okay.
A worldwide total of $261 million on a budget of $65 million. It's not bad.
Now, you guys know me. This is a guess. You guys know I love to guess inflation. I'm not doing the calculator anymore because last time I did this, it led to a 19 comment debate on one of the videos. Even though I was close and correct, yeah. I'm not going to look it up. If I had to guess, worldwide box office, close to a quarter or a little over a quarter million or a quarter billion, I'm going to say that's probably about $500 million, maybe a little over $500 million in today's money. That's a hit.
Yeah.
But budget, if you double that, it's about $120 million. It made about 3.5-4 times its budget. So this sounds like a pretty big hit, if you ask me. Now, how was it received with the critics? I know you guys are asking. I'm about to tell you. 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
So a very well-received movie. This was, like I said, in our last review on Itman. Itman and this combined, both 86 and 82, two of our highest reviewed, like, one-week movies. Usually there's one that's bad or sometimes two that's bad. But 82% on the old Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad. And it's crazy, like you said, because like with It Man, that was like, what, 86?
86.
Yeah, 86. This one's 82. Yeah, it's actually not that bad. This is the first movie we did so far in the podcast that they're both in the same 80 range. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But you want to get into it? Let's get into
it. Yeah, so this is, of course, a little bit foundation. Total Recall, director, Paul Verhoeven, of course, RoboCop. Was prior to this. Showgirls was after. He directed Basic Instinct after this.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers, Paul Verhoeven, Hollow Man, you know, likes the sci-fi, likes the thriller, extreme kind of, he's kind of an extreme filmmaker. I always dug him.
Right.
And of course, stars Arnold Schwarzenegger. We got Sharon Stone. We got Michael Ironside. Good solid cast, especially for 1990. So lead character, that is Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Alex, please tell us what you thought.
Yeah, so Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dennis Quaid, right? That was Dennis Quaid.
It's Quaid, and it's also, he has another name too. What was the other name? Just watched this.
Did I just call him Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid's an actor. It's not Dennis Quaid. It's Quaid, and then his real name is something that I'm going to draw a blank right now.
Was it Jack? He always been known like Jack.
Jack Quaid.
But anyway, look, whatever. He has another split personality. But Dennis Quaid. Again, what the? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dennis Quaid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, he plays two. So he plays a character that he really doesn't remember going to Mars. But he was really on Mars. So the movie's kind of like a, one of those, like, the first Tenant before Tenant became Tenant, if you know what I mean, right? Think about it, because you really don't know if this is actually happening in real time or is he's in the machine in Total Recall. So technically, this is Tenant point prequel. So with that said, the movie is basically Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to go to Mars. He tells his wife, Sharon Stone. She goes, no, let's go take a cruise or something like that. And he goes, no, he goes to Total Recall anyway. And then something in his brain, because they erased it. And then all of a sudden, they bring back some memories. And he's like, they're going to kill us all. And then he's like fighting everybody. His friends that he thinks are friends are not enemies. So now that in the, basically, that's where the movie for me goes, if this is real or is it fake? So, and he did a great job with that, the director. So, but with Arnold, he played two characters, which was very well done. He did a very good job when he didn't play the you know, the damsel in distress, I guess you want to call him, because he really don't know what's going on. So he was really good at that, not knowing what the hell's going on. And I liked him when he was the, his split personality that knew what was going on. He was the agent of himself. So those two characters, I thought he did very well. With that said, I gave him a 5 across the board. Because he was really good. I thought he was believable. I thought his action scenes, which I already know stunt double, but again, this is 90s. I gave the benefit of doubt on that. I thought it was very well done. So I gave him a 5.
Okay. yeah, he actually almost plays 3 characters, because you got the, he's a bad guy at first. Then he's a bad guy who turns good. Right, he's like an infiltrator guy or whatever. So then he's being good, and then he plays a confused guy for the rest of the movie. He's just confused. He don't know what's going on. He don't know if these memories are real or fake. He's just constantly asking people questions. He's like, "What is this? Who is that? Why can't we go here? I gotta go here. What is this? What's this thing in my nose? I gotta take it out." What, you know? It's hilarious. I love him in this movie. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie. I think it is one of his better roles.
Yeah.
I'd put it in the upper tier of Arnold Schwarzenegger characters, along with the Terminator. This one's right up there. I think it's a great role for him. He got to be funny. He got to have some charisma, some charismatic moments, you know, especially when he's the agent. He's kind of like, the way he talks is kind of sarcastic, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, I'm you. And you're like, it's kind of weird to like see him play, you know, that kind of guy. I really liked it. I agree with you. 5 out of 5. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie. I like the character. I'm just that you're with him the whole ride. You are just as confused as he is. He does a good job. So, 5 out of 5 for me as well.
All right.
So villain.
Yep.
This is really my only kind of soft point in this movie, to be honest. I don't love him. What's his name? The guy, he's like a businessman guy who owns Mars and owns all this stuff on Mars. And
you know, it's funny. I called me and my wife was watching this, and I was like, "Oh man, it's Dick Jones."
Yeah. I forgot his name, but I'm drawing a blank. I have so much going on in my head right now. I couldn't remember Arnold's other name. He's got a name. It doesn't matter, because he's not a great villain in my opinion. I'm not a, because I don't know what it is. This happened when we did the, what was it? Tomorrow Never Dies. I'm not a big fan of like businessman villains. You know what I mean? And he's a businessman villain. Michael Ironside, who plays like his main like underling guy, I like him better, but he's not the main villain. You know what I mean? He's like the main henchman. But I like that. I liked his character better than I like the main villain. Main villain's an old man who is corrupt and all this kind of stuff. That's not my favorite kind of villain. And you know that that's the kind of person who stands no chance if it ever comes down to it in any sort of action scene. So I gave him a 3 because he's maniacal. He is bad. He's evil. He's okay with people dying and things like that. But not my favorite type of villain. So 3.
Yeah, his name is Cohagen.
Cohagen.
There you go.
Stupid name. That's right. Cohagen. Yeah. Yes.
And then, I don't like him. And then Michael Ironside is Richard.
Richard is way better. Richard's way better. Richard, because Richard, he's a man of action. He's in there. You know, he's in there. He's trying to kill.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not scared of Arnold's character. If they met face to face, he's not scared of him. If this old guy sees him, he's got no shot. So Cohagen, 3. Richard, 4, but he's not overscored. But I'd give him a 4.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, I agree. I use Cohagen as the main villain because he was the main villain.
He
was not throughout the movie. Again, when we rate on Levels of Geeks, we rate how much screen time also, but it's not factored into our scores. But how much screen time is the villain mostly throughout the movie? We already know he's not going to be in through the whole thing, but is he there enough to be a pain in the ass to the freaking lead character? So with that said, he wasn't in the movie that much, Cohagen. Yep. Like, he was at the end, of course, but then throughout the movie, he sprinkled
like
here
the
and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yelling at them. Get him!
So
that's the worst kind of villain.
Yeah, he's not that cool. So with that said, I also agree with you. I gave him a 3. I'm not going to go higher with that because he didn't have much screen time. And he didn't even get to fight Arnold at all.
True.
They didn't fight. Yeah, he was whack. Yeah.
If he wasn't so evil and like willing to just like let so many people die and turn into mutants and all this kind of stuff,
yeah,
I'd give him even a lower score, to be honest. But he does enough bad things for me to say, okay, he's bad, he's evil, I get it. But I agree, yeah, he's just not amazing. Like, a great villain could take your movie higher. A bad villain could, like,
the movie
could still be good. Yeah, it could still be good, but less good because of it.
Yeah. Action scenes. That's me. So with scenes, it's not that much action scenes in Total Recall. I'm gonna be honest, man.
Yeah.
This is an action podcast, and we can't lie to the peoples. Okay. To the peoples that are listening to this, the millions and millions of people.
That's right.
Total Recall does not have much action sequences, and when it does, it is like a fart in the wind because it's not much there for you to score. So, like, for instance, when Quaid is fighting his friends in the street, it was kind of a lame fight anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was a lame fight. Then when Sharon Stone meets the husband, Quaid, that was a lame fight. Then when they're in, the only action I think is when they go to the strip club. Right? In the Mars. Like,
yeah, when they're in Mars.
Yeah, like that one. And then he goes to Benny, and he's trying to shoot Benny, and like, Benny, screw you! And he puts the thing
and there's the thing with the big truck, the big, like, truck that goes through the...
Yeah, the gravel.
Through the rock, the destroyer thing.
Yeah, and then he picks up the thing, and he's like, screw you, Benny! Yeah. I thought that was dumb. So, honestly, there is no action in this movie that's memorable. Of course, you got the one with the head that it blows up and it throws it. That's like the most iconic damn scene in the movie is the damn, he goes, Quaid! And then they start running after
him. Yeah.
So with that said, I gave it a 3. I can't give it a 4 or a 5 because it wasn't that much action. So I gave it a 3.
Wow. Well, so far.
Yeah.
We're all lined up. Just like in Terminator 2, because I too gave the action a 3. It's just that it's not a ton. I give it the credit I give it is it's rated R.
Yes.
So blood, you know, pretty violent, gets violent in there. I do like that. I like when they shoot people, blood splatters out of them. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of that. So that's good. They have weird looking guns in this movie. Did you notice? Like, I know it's in the future.
Yeah,
like, I don't like the way the guns look. It's like a nitpick, but they look like toys. They don't really look like guns.
Yeah, they look like nail guns.
Yeah,
weird.
Like,
yeah,
those guns look like trash. But anyway, that aside, there's a little bit of shooting. There's a little bit of fighting. There's a little bit of things. You know what I mean? But what's there is okay at best. So I'm also going to give it a 3. I for an action sci-fi movie, it's definitely more sci-fi than action.
Yeah,
there's a bit of action. So if you're like a diehard action fan, there's enough there for you to keep watching the movie, but there's not enough for you to be like, wow, this is amazing or anything like that. So this ain't Terminator 2. 3 for me. All right, now story. Now here is where we get to the really good stuff because I love the story of Total Recall. I absolutely love it. We'll get it out the way. 5 out of 5 for me. It is a 5 out of 5. The storyline is the strength of the movie. They do such an amazing job of telling a story that works in two ways. If you are watching this and you watch it as this is just him in recall having these memories implanted and it's all a dream, it works. And if you watch it as, no, it's real and what's happening is really happening, it also works. And when you can nail it where it works both ways, that even at the very end, they never confirm which is which. I've always loved it for that. I've always thought it's interesting. I've watched it so many times to try to like, this is the kind of movie that you watch multiple times because you want to see like, is there something that gives away whether it's real or not?
Right.
And there's really nothing. Honestly, there's nothing. Now, early on, you get a couple of glances from people when he mentions stuff, but really they're not the kind of glances that are very telling. You know what I mean? Like his construction worker friend looks at him when he's talking about recall, but really he could just be looking at him because he's like, this guy's crazy. Why does he even want to go there? You don't know. Sharon Stone kind of looks off like, oh man, I wish we would. So I love it. I think it's extremely well done. There's no tells either way. It's fantastic. 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah, I mean, storyline, you're absolutely right. Like I said, this is like the... I mean, to me, Paul, whatever, Hagendogs, or whatever his name is. Yeah, that guy.
Paul Hagendogs.
Paul Hagendogs. That guy. Yeah. He was like the first Christopher Nolan, like I said, with this whole, you really don't know if you're watching it real or not, like you said. Because even rewatching this movie, like, yeah, I do know exactly what's going to happen. I really was lost, too. I was like, is he really... in the damn
you
machine?
Cannot, yeah. They don't give anything away that says if it is or isn't.
Yeah, it's very well edited. It's very well storytelling, whatever draft version this movie is. I mean, they perfected it to the T in terms of script. I agree with you. I gave it a 5 across the board. It's a great story. And there's nothing you can say. I mean, of course, are we going to cover the new version, the 2005 version, I think it was, the Total Recall remake? I don't know. We're going to cover that. Maybe later down, we'll do like a month of remakes or something. But
oh, a month of remakes would be good.
Yeah, we'll do like a month of remakes of action movies. Yeah. That would be pretty fun. And that would be one of them because I really, really want to see that one again. I've seen it once and that's it. So with that said, 5 across the board. We're still tied there, but it's up to the overall.
So here we go. Movie. We're going to find out. You go overall.
Yeah. So look, overall, this movie is a fantastic movie. This is another gem for Arnold Schwarzenegger's career. If you guys do not own this damn movie, please go out there and get it. I don't know why you would not have this in your movie collection. Yeah, you must be crazy. But overall, you get great storytelling. Okay, that's the first and foremost. You don't get much action, but when the action is there, it's not as quite crazy, but it's enough. It's a sci-fi action style, I guess you want to call it. But that's not the point. The point is, what the hell is going on in this movie? Is he really on Mars? Is he not on Mars? Is this all simulated in his mind through the machine? You really don't know. But with everything in this whole entire package, I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5. I'm not going to give this a masterpiece. I can't give it a 5 out of 5. It's not 5-5 material, but it's a 4 out of 5 for me. So go ahead, Nate.
Well, folks, we got history. I got the same exact score.
No way.
4 out of 5. I have it written down right here. So I agree. There's reasons why. I always mark this around like an 8 out of 10 when I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Because there's a few things here and there that are like, I don't like certain characters. Like, I don't like the taxi driver guy, the black guy with the 5.
Oh, Benny.
Or whatever. Like, he's annoying. Minor things here and there. The villain, not great. There's not a lot of action, and we're doing an action podcast anyway, so it does factor into the score. But couple things that got going for it. Fantastic directing by Paul Verhoeven. Fantastic storyline. Absolutely airtight. It's airtight. You get a great score by Jerry Goldsmith. One of the best old like 80s, early 90s. He did RoboCop. He did this movie as well. Fantastic music.
He did Rambo's.
Yeah. Rambo. Yep. Jerry Goldsmith. Yeah. He did the Rambo movies. Sharon Stone is a total babe. Absolute babe.
Young.
Listen, 1990 Sharon Stone. Absolutely gorgeous. She's one of those ones like I feel comfortable using the word babe. Like she's just a babe. She's just like she's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she is.
Like some actresses, you say, "Wow, she's very gorgeous," or Sharon Stone is a smoke show. She's absolutely hot. I love her. Yeah. So I love early '90s Sharon Stone. She's in this, and she's cool. Michael Ironside is cool. Like good cast overall, except Benny. And you know what's a funny story? Real quick, I remember. So this movie, I saw this when I was a little kid. I want to say maybe 5 years old. My grandma, she, you know, she used to let me watch everything even though I wasn't supposed to. So she put on Total Recall. And this movie scared me. And I didn't watch it again until I was older. The scene at the beginning where his eyes are like bulging out of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like that image was like burned into my mind when I was a kid. So like, I couldn't watch this movie. I was like, no, I think it's scary. Like, I remember that, the little Quatu guy or whatever. That's like the little coming out of his, like, it was disgusting looking.
Oh,
that scared me.
Open your mind, Quaid.
Yeah. Like that's okay. Imagine if you're five and not maybe not a 5 year old now, but a 5 year old who grew up when I grew up, you know, movies were different. There's less, less jaded, less saturation. You know what I mean? Scary. This movie was scary. The taxi driver was terrifying. The robot one is scary looking when he pulls a thing out of his nose. Like there's a lot of moments that scared me when I was a child. So I didn't watch this movie again until I was like fully grown man. And I'm glad I did. Cause now I love it. Cause now I'm not a scaredy cat anymore.
You're not scaredy.
Yeah. This movie scared the hell out of me when I was little. So I also gave it a 4 overall. So total, we should be at the exact same number, which would be a 20 out of 25.
Yeah, total points is 20 out of 20. 20 out of 25 across
this
the board.
This is our second time getting the same exact score.
On an Arnold movie.
But two Arnold movies. Yeah. 20 out of 25 from both of us with the same exact scores on every category.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, it's the same thing as Terminator 2 because it was 25 across the board. Nothing you can say with that.
But this is a 90s classic. Like this, I'm glad you said it. It's one of those movies like I just feel like all movie fans should own, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There are staples of like movie fans. Obviously not everyone likes every single same movie, but I just feel like there are a few movies, like a handful, that like all movie fans should own, especially if you're between the ages of like, I don't know, 30 and 40. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're between those ages and you don't have Total Recall, I don't know what's going on. If you're a little younger, I can get it. Like, I don't even know if my brother's seen this movie. He's in his early 20s. But 30 to 40, you got to have Total Recall in your collection. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that could be a video we could hit. Like a special.
Movies you should
yeah,
own.
Yeah, a special. We should do like a special Levels of Geeks, movies you should own.
Do it on the live show.
Yeah, on the live show, we'll do that. But anyway, with that said, close it out, my friend. Drive us home.
Now, speaking of movies you should own, you guys want to keep an eye out because we are going to be doing a full breakdown of the 4K. Is this the version you should own? We're going to let you know later this week. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to be doing 4K reviews of Ip Man as well as Total Recall. And of course, next month, we are starting our female-led action films month.
I can't
wait. So we will be... Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's like two or three movies in there that I haven't seen in a really long time that I'm looking forward to. And I know you haven't seen a few of them, so I'm really excited to get your take. We're doing female-led action movies as well as wrapping up the Ip Man franchise. And then the last week of the month, we'll be doing John Wick 1. So we'll be getting into the John Wick film. So a lot of good, awesome movies coming up for us to review, for you guys to give us your take on and for you to listen to. So definitely keep an eye out for all of these.
Yeah, so again, if you guys want to follow any of our social media accounts, follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. That's on Instagram. And then if you want to listen to his podcast, it's NateFlix Movie Reviews, where him and his friends get together. They talk about all the latest movies, TV shows. You can hear them talk about it, have fun with their reviews. And also on Levels of Geeks, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, all levels of geeks across the board. Again, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit that bell button. So every time we're live Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m., or we got podcast episodes plus now 4K movie reviews dropping, you guys will be notified. And again, please hit that subscribe button. Help us out to reach 600 if you are enjoying this content. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.